ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. தித்யாவல்லி, going to chant 5 mantras, then we'll do the class. கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதியே காடக சாகாயாம் காடகோபனிஷதி அத்வா கடோபனிஷதி பிரதமாத்யாயே தித்யாவல்லி, செகண்ட் செக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் கடோபனிஷத் பிலாங்கிங் டு காடகா பிரான்ச் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேத. தித்யாவல்லி, இட் இஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன்லி 5 மந்த்ராஸ், தென் வில் கோ அஹெட்.
அன்யச்சேயோன்யதுதைவ ப்ரேயஸ்தே உபே நானார்த்தே புருஷம் சினீதஹ தயோ ஶ்ரேய ஆததானஸ்ய சாது பவதி ஹீயதேர்த்தாத்யௌ ப்ரேயோ வ்ருணீதே ஶ்ரேயஸ்ச ப்ரேயஸ்ச மனுஷ்யமேதஸ்தௌ சம்பரீத்ய விவினக்தி தீரஹ ஶ்ரேயோ ஹி தீரோபி ப்ரேயஸோ வ்ருணீதே ப்ரேயோ மந்தோ யோகக்ஷேமா வ்ருணீதே. அன்யச்ரேயோன்யதுதைவ ப்ரேயஸ்தே உபே நானார்த்தே புருஷம் சினீதஹ தயோ ஶ்ரேய ஆததானஸ்ய சாது பவதி ஹீயதேர்த்தாத்யௌ ப்ரேயோ வ்ருணீதே ஶ்ரேயஸ்ச ப்ரேயஸ்ச மனுஷ்யமேதஸ்தௌ சம்பரித்ய விவினக்தி தீரஹ ஶ்ரேயோ ஹி தீரோபி ப்ரேயஸோ வ்ருணீதே ப்ரேயோ மந்தோ யோகக்ஷேமா வ்ருணீதே. சத்வம் ப்ரியான் ப்ரியரூபாம்ஶ்ச காமான் அபித்யாயன் நசிகேதோத்ய ஸ்ராக்ஷீ சத்வம் ப்ரியான் ப்ரியரூபாம்ஶ்ச காமான் அபித்யாயன் நசிகேதோத்ய ஸ்ராக்ஷீ நைதாம் ஸ்ருங்காம் வித்தமைம வாப்தோ யஸ்யாம் மஜ்ஜந்தி பகவோ மனுஷ்யாஹ சத்வம் ப்ரியான் ப்ரியரூபாம்ஶ்ச காமான் அபித்யாயன் நசிகேதோத்ய ஸ்ராக்ஷீ நைதாம் ஸ்ருங்காம் வித்தமயீம வாப்தோ யஸ்யாம் மஜ்ஜந்தி பகவோ மனுஷ்யாஹ சத்வம் ப்ரியான் ப்ரியரூபாம்ஶ்ச காமான் அபித்யாயன் நசிகேதோத்ய ஸ்ராக்ஷீ நைதாம் ஸ்ருங்காம் வித்தமயீம வாப்தோ யஸ்யாம் மஜ்ஜந்தி பகவோ மனுஷ்யாஹ தூரமேத்தே விபரீதே விஷோச்சி அவித்யாயாச்ச வித்யேதி ஜ்ஞாத தூரமேத்தே விபரீதே விஷோச்சி அவித்யாயாச்ச வித்யேதி ஜ்ஞாத வித்யாபீப்ஸினம் நச்சிகேதசம் மன்யே நத்வா காமா பகவோ பகவோ லோலுபந்த தூரமேதே விபரீதே விஷோச்சி அவித்யாயாச்ச வித்யேதி ஜ்ஞாத வித்யாபீப்ஸினம் நச்சிகேதசம் மன்யே நத் त्वाकामा बहवो लोलुपन्त दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता विद्याभीप्सिनन्नचिकेतसं मन्ये न त्वाकामा बहवो लोलुपन्त अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमाना स्वयं धीरा पंडितं मन्यमानाः दन्द्रम्यमानाः पर्यन्ति मूढा अन्धे अन्धेनैव नीयमाना यथान्धाः.
This mantra sounds very familiar. Now where you heard it? Okay. How come? Munduka Upanishad, again Katha Upanishad is very this well-known mantra.
Avidyaya mantare vartamana swayandhira panditam manyamana dandramyamana pariyanti modha andhenaiva niyamana yathandha.
Okay, read again. Third, fourth and fifth.
Sattvam priyan priyarupamscha kamana vidhyayanna chiketotyasrakshihi naitam srinkam vittamayim avapto yasyam majjanti bhavo manushyaha duramete viparite vishochi अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता विद्याभीप्सिनं नचिकेतसं मन्ये न त्वा कामा बहवो लोलुपन्त अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमाना स्वयं धीराः पण्डितं मन्यमानाः दन्द्रम्यमाणाः पर्यन्ति मूढा अन्धेनैव नीयमाना यथान्धाः.
ओके, सो लास्ट् क्लास् वि जस्ट् स्टार्टेड् सीन् हेविङ्ग् थरलि टेस्टेड् दिस् डिसैपल् दिस् स्टुडेण्ट् who came as a guest, who came to serve him, but who turned to be a student, Nachiketas. Shankara tested his maturity, how mature he was, how dispassionate he was. Then Lord Yama started speaking. And first he introduced In the very first verse we saw, he introduced the technical expressions, Shreyas and Prayas. Shreyas implying meaning the absolute end, the ultimate goal, the spiritual vision. And Prayas implies the entirety of the material prosperity, which can be brought under the category of artha kama dharmas, the relative ends. And here, the shreyas and prayas introduced, that's how he begins. And the one who chooses the Shreyas as his ultimate goal, for him, the absolute good happens, sadhu bhavati. The one who chooses Shreyas as his ultimate goal, and for him, sadhu bhavati, for him, absolute good happens in terms of attainment of jnanam and mokshaha. Whereas, the person without purushartha nischayaha, and who chooses the prayers as his ultimate goal, that person in fact, continues to remain in samsara. For him, the ultimate goal becomes lost. Arthat hiyate. He becomes prevented from attaining the absolute end. This is the literal meaning of the first mantra. Don't worry, we'll be redoing these mantras with the Bhashyam again. Shreyascha prayaha prayaha cha manushyam yetaha. Second mantra I had to do today, don't we? Okay. We have only some literal meanings first, then we'll be doing unformed with the Bhashyam again. Shreyaha cha prayaha cha manushyam yetaha. See, yeti, yetaha. Remember that word yetaha is a dual form. Manushyam etaha. Shreyaha cha prayaha cha manushyam etaha. What does it mean? Shreyas and prayas, these two ends, the timeless, everlasting, Shreyas implying the everlasting spiritual end, and prayers implying the time-bound material ends. These two, Shreyaha cha prayaha cha manushyam etaha. Etaha, eti means approaches, goes. They go towards the human being. What does it mean? Approach the human being. Manushyam etaha. These two ends approach the human being, which means human beings pursue these two ends. How can the ends approach the human being? What it implies is, manushyam etaha, these two ends go towards human beings. These two cha manushyam etaha, eti gachati, etaha gachataha. Literally, it means prayers and prayers approach a human being, approach the human being. They go towards him, go towards the human being. Which means human beings pursue these two ends. So prayers stands for all relative ends, artha kama dharmaha. Sorry, prayers stands for all artha kama dharmaha, time bound ends. And the Shreya stands for Mukshaha, the ultimate spiritual end. Timeless end. Now, Dhiraha. Now you can say Dhiraha. This meaning of this word Dhiraha, I told you many times. Dhiyam Rati iti Dhiraha. The protector of the intellect is said to be Dhiraha. If you go and take any dictionary, Dhiraha means brave person, courageous person. This is the meaning you will find. But what exactly it means is, Dhiraha means protector of the intellect, protector of the mind. So, Shreyascha Prayascha Manushyametaha, Dhiraha, Dhiyam Rati Iti Dhiraha. I will not repeat again this meaning, okay? The protector of the mind. Protector of the mind is the courageous person, the wise person. Really, according to Shastam, the real brave person is the protector of the mind. One who has protected the mind. How? If the mind is free from fear, the fearless person is a dhiraha. The fear is not there in the mind, then that mind is a protected mind. Fearless mind is a protected mind. The person of fearlessness is the person of protected mind. And ultimately, absolutely, the fearless person is the person of wisdom. The person of wisdom is the fearless person of fearlessness. The person of fearlessness is the person of protected mind. He is Dhiraha. Dhiraha. Literally it means, but here, the Dhiraha. Here Dhiraha also means a person of discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding. Dhiraha. Tau samparitya. Samparitya.
samparitya. Thoroughly analyzing those two ends, thoroughly considering those two ends, samparitya, tau, vivinakti. Vivinakti means he discerns. Vivinakti is a verb, discerns, distinguishes. Tau samparitya, samparitya vivinakti dhiraha. So for the person of discriminative knowledge, thoroughly, clearly considering them, analyzing them, he distinguishes them, he discerns them. You can see next sentence. Dhiraha. So, Manushya, tau samparitya dhiraha vivinakti. First line is over, second line. Dhiraha, he, shreyaha abhipreyasaha. The abhi is there. Abhi should go with the verb. You can see the word vrinite. Take the abhi and put it with this vrinite. So the verb is abhi vrinite. Abhi is a prefix which comes in some other part of the mantra. Take that abhi and connect it with the verb vrinite. Then you get the verb abhivrinite. So dhiraha, not only he distinguishes, discerns the two ends, but also abhivrinite. Abhivrinite. Dhiraha, this person of discriminative knowledge, abhivrunite means chooses, thoughtfully chooses. Abhivrunite chooses. She chooses what? Shreyaha. Dhiraha. Shreyaha abhivrunite. Preyasaha. Means what? Preyasaha means he prefers, he prefers choosing. Even though abhivrunite literally means chooses, thoughtfully chooses, but he prefers choosing the shreyas than prayas. Prayashaha. The prayasaha has the fifth case, panchavibhakti. Okay? Than prayas. So this why this person of discriminative knowledge prefers choosing or thoughtfully chooses shreyas rather than prayas. Prayasaha, dhiraha, shreyas or shreyaha, abhivrunite, dhiraha, he. Preyasaha, sveyaha, abhivrunite. He chooses this. He prefers choosing this than the prayas. Why does he do that? Because there is his given acceptance. Preyaha, mandaha. Okay. Mandaha yogakshemad vrunite. Mandaha yogakshemad preyo vrunite. Whereas the mandaha is opposite of dhiraha. So dhiraha implies an intelligent person, the person of discriminative knowledge, understanding, chooses, prefers choosing the shreyas rather than prayas. Whereas mandaha, Mandaha, the person of dullness, the dull-minded, dull-witted. Dull-witted means what? He's not intelligent, means he is indiscriminate person. Mandaha, the indiscriminate person, dull-minded, dull-witted person, indiscriminate person, who does not think much, who does not know, does not distinguish them, he, yogakshemat, prayaha vrunite. So indiscriminate person chooses prayas. A discriminate person chooses shreyas. So by saying this, Upanishad wants us to think. Now it is your choice. You can choose to be a mandaha or you can choose to be a dhiraha. If you choose shreyas, you are also dhiraha. If you choose prayaha, you are also mandaha. Okay? And you want to be mandaha or you want to be dhiraha, it is your choice. This is the beauty of Veda. Okay? You are not compelled to choose. It just tells what is up, what, this is how teaching goes. Then if you are sharp enough, no, I do not want to be mandaha. I want to be a dhiraha. Let me choose shreyas. Isn't it? So yes, the person of indiscriminate person, dull-minded person, vrunite chooses prayas. Why? Yogakshemat. Yogakshemat means yogakshema nimittam. The yogakshemat is actually for Panchami Vibhakti. Yogakshemat means due to the reason of acquiring and preserving yogakshema. Okay, due to the reason of, or you can say for the sake of acquiring and preserving. Yogaha means acquiring what we do not have, and kshema means preserving what we have acquired. So yogaha and kshemaha. Yogaha means acquisition. The word yoga has a different meaning. Yogaha means possessing. Trying to get what we do not have is yogaha. Acquisition of what we lack, what we don't have, yogaha. Obtaining. And kshemaha means protecting, preserving what we have acquired. So yogakshemat, due to the reason of acquiring and preserving, or for the sake of acquiring and preserving, the dull-minded person, mandaha, the indiscriminate person, chooses prayas. This is the literal meaning of the mantraha. Very simple. So you can say, shreyaha, prayaha, shreyaha cha, shreyascha, prayaha cha, prayascha, manushyam yetaha. The first sentence, what's the first order? Shreyaha, praycha, prayaha cha, manushyam yetaha. First sentence. Second sentence. Dhiraha, tau, shreyascha, prayascha, samparitya, vivinakti, tau, them, those two ends, samparitya, okay, thoroughly analyzing, clearly understanding them, vivinakti, he distinguishes, discerns them. Dhiraha, prayasaha, dhiraha hi prayasaha shreyaha abhivranite. Third sentence, fourth sentence. Mandaha yogakshemat prayaha vranite. Yogakshema nimittam. Yogakshemat prayaha vranite. So who chooses which end? This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So, the person of discriminative knowledge has Purushartha Nischayaha. The indiscriminate person does not have Purushartha Nischayaha. That's all. Means he has not analyzed the Purusharthas. Therefore, he has not arrived at the conclusion what is the absolute goal, what is the what are relative ends. He does not know. And he does not have even the Nitya Anitya Vastu Vivekaha, he does not have. Therefore, Purushartha Nischayaha is also not there. So he does not know the value of knowledge. Therefore, he cannot be committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Therefore, naturally, artha kamas will become his ultimate goal. And he chooses only artha kamas because he wants to always, he is driven by his desires. And he wants to acquire whatever he is lacking, he wants to acquire. And the more he acquires also, and he is focuses on preserving what he has acquired. Why? Because he is totally dependent on artha kamas alone for his happiness and security. For him, the ultimate goal itself is artha kamas. Why? He does not know moksha. He does not know what moksha is. If he knows what moksha is, then he would have chosen moksha as his ultimate goal. He is ignorant of the moksha being the ultimate goal. Of course, all of us are ignorant of moksha. But he does not know moksha being the ultimate goal. Ignorant of the moksha being the choiceless end. There is no Purushartha Nischayaha. Therefore, naturally, artha kamas will become his ultimate goals. And he is dependent on them. Therefore, he chooses prayers. For artha kamas alone, he chooses prayers means he is given to the pursuit of only artha kama dharmas, artha kamas. Okay, he seeks security in acquiring artha kamas and preserving the artha kamas. This is the difference. So, who is Viveki and who is Aviveki? What is the choice of Viveki? What is the choice of Aviveki? And why Aviveki chooses artha kamas? Because he is always, Aviveki chooses artha kamas, the shreyas, because he wants to always, he is interested in acquiring and preserving them for his end, for his happiness, that they become the ultimate goal for him. Okay. Next, we'll see next mantra. We have to go back to the Bhashyam, okay, the first section. Third mantra. Sattvam priyan, priyarupam cha kaman, abhidhyayan nachiketotyasrakshihi, naitam srinkam vittamayim avapto yasyam ajjanti bhagavo manushyaha. Sattvam priyan priyarupamscha kaman abhidhyayan nachiketotyasrakshihi naitam srinkam vittamayim avapto yasyam ajjanti bhagavo manushyaha. So here, saha, tvam. Kaman, priyan, priyarupan, cha. How do you break it? Priyan, priyarupan, cha. Priyan, priyarupans, cha. Kaman, abhidhyayan, nachiketaha, atyasrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. So here, in this third mantra, now, Lord Yama, Yama Dharma Rajaha, now is addressing Nachiketas. He tells, hey Nachiketas, Tvam he nachiketaha means nachiketas. Nachiketas sakaranta shabdaha. In vocative case, he nachiketaha. Tvam atyasrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. Ati asrakshihi. Ati asrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. Ati is a prefix. Asrakshihi is a verb, past tense verb. Ati asrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. Means what? You just rejected. Tvam atyasrakshihi. He nachiketaha tvam atyasrakshihi. You just rejected, ignored, discarded. What have you discarded? Kaman. You discarded tvam kaman atyasrakshihi. So here, tvam kaman atyasrakshi. Kaman is objective plural, you all know very well. Kaman. Kaman means all objects of desires. Kamaha means desire. Kamaha also means an object of enjoyment, an object of pleasure. Kaman. You rejected, ignored, just discarded all the objects of enjoyment. Priyan. How? Not ordinary objects. Highly pleasing. Priyarupan. Priyarupa means what? Okay. Which are capable of drawing the attention. Priyarupan kaman. You rejected, you discarded, you ignored all the objects of enjoyment which are quite pleasant, pleasing, and highly attractive. Attractive forms, the objects of enjoyment which are of attractive forms. Priyan, pleasing objects of enjoyment. Priyarupan, objects of attractive forms. You rejected all of them. Priyan, priyarupan, cha kaman atyasrakshihi. How did he do that? How was it possible for him? Because abhidhyayan, abhidhyayan, thoroughly thinking of their limitations, meditating on them, considering them, analyzing their nature, analyzing them, you just rejected them. You ignored them. You discarded them. Atyasrakshihi. And na avaptaha. You did not get them. Na avaptaha. You did not get them. You did not get them means you did not want them. You discarded them. So you did not receive them. Okay? That's the meaning. Tvam. Yetam, next one. Yetam, srinkam, vittamayim, na avaptaha. See, na yetam, srinkam, vittamayim, avaptaha. Na avaptaha, you did not get, you did not receive, you did not get what? Yetam, vittamayim srinkam. Not only you rejected those highly pleasing objects of enjoyment of attractive forms, you did not accept, you did not get this. Etam vittamayim srinkam. So here, srinka is strilinga shabdaha. Srinka has two meanings. One meaning is any ornament worn on the neck is srinka. Chain, a necklace is srinka. It also means the ritual. ritual. So Srinkam na avaptaha. Vittamayi. Why vittamayi? Vittam means money. Vittamayi means highly expensive. Highly expensive means what? It must be extraordinary, precious. Yetam vittamayim srinkam na avaptaha. I gave you, you did not get, you did not receive, you did not accept this highly expensive, precious, this ornament, the chain, the necklace. And you did not accept even though you wanted to learn the ritual, all about the rituals, as to the ritual performed to earn punyam to go to heaven. But you were not interested in that. The ritual also, you are not interested in the ritual also. You not get that also. Can give 2 minutes. Whereas, see what all you rejected. You rejected, you discarded all those objects of enjoyment. Not ordinary objects of enjoyment. Highly pleasing and enjoy objects. And very objects of attractive forms, you rejected them. Even the highly expensive, precious, highly valuable necklace, you did not get. Even the ritual you learned. The word ritual, it also means ritual. So we have to include this meaning. In the ritual you learned for the sake of others, but you were not interested in performing that ritual, earning the punyam and going to heaven. You dated that also. But now what about ordinary people? Yasyam bahavaha manushyaha majjanti. See, majjanti means get engrossed, get immersed. The mulhurarhal. Bahavaha manushyaha majjanti. Okay, many human beings means what? Most of the human beings. Bahavaha manushyaha. Many people, okay, get attracted, get immersed, get engrossed in the enjoyment of such highly expensive, precious jewel, precious ornament, the necklace. Which means what he says is, the Lord Yama himself appreciates Nachiketas, oh Nachiketas. You are like this. You are very different from others. All the human beings have been attracted towards all these objects of enjoyment. They would have loved this such a highly precious jewelry. It's given. Who will reject it? They would have enjoyed it. They would have got, engrossed in enjoying it. But you just rejected. Samanishaha majjanti. Yasyam majjanti. Yasyam means locative case. In which many people get totally lost, majjanti. They get engrossed, they get immersed. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the. So, Lord Yama appreciates in this mantra, tells himself, Lord Yama tells himself, tells Nachiketas that he has understood how dispassionate Nachiketas is. So Lord Yama expressed his understanding of the dispassion of Nachiketas. Because if he was at least a grown-up man, 50-year-old man, 60-year-old man, it is understandable. Okay. This man must have enjoyed everything in his life. Now he is no more interested. No, just a boy of, young boy of 9-year-old. And he rejects everything and asks only for jnanam, not ordinary thing. Okay. This is the third mantra. We'll go to the fourth mantra. Duramete viparite vishuchi avidyayach vidyeti jnata vidyabhipsinam nachiketasam manye natvakama bhagavo lolupanta duramete viparite vishuchi avidyayach vidyeti jnata vidyabhipsinam nachiketasam manye natvakama bhagavo lolupanta. Okay, so here Lord Yama talks about two courses, and those two courses are diverse courses. They're different. Therefore, he talks about the difference between the two courses also. How? Avidya, ya, cha, vidya, iti, jnata. So, ya, see, vidya is strilinga shabdha. Therefore, the relative pronoun used is also strilinga shabdha, feminine gender word. Ya, avidya, cha, iti. Ya, vidya, iti, cha. Ya, avidya, vidya, iti, cha, jnata. Ya, avidya, cha, vidya, iti, cha, jnata. So, that which is known as avidya, ignorance, and that which is known as knowledge. That which has been understood as knowledge, that which has been understood as ignorance. Avidya, ignorance, vidya, knowledge. What are they? He says, yete vishuchi. Yete vishuchi. Vishuchi is the Vedic expression. It must have been vishucho. Vishuchi. Viparite. Staha. Ete. Vishuchi. Duram. Viparite. Cha. Staha. Staha. I'm adding. Ete. Vishuchi. Duram. Viparite. Cha. Staha. Okay. What would Vishuchi means? Vishuchi. Ete. Ete is a dual form of Yesha. Yesha Vidya. Yesha Avidya. In dual form, Ete. Vidya and Avidya. These two aspects. Knowledge, ignorance and knowledge. Avidya and Vidya. Or Vidya and Avidya. These two. Ete, these two. Vishuchi. Vishuchi is the word, but it should be Vishuchyau. Okay. So here, Duram Viparite Chastaha. Okay. Vishuchi means courses. These two different courses. Vishuchi, Vishuchyau. Yete Vishuchi must have been Vishuchyau. Okay, but you don't connect it. These two different courses in terms of knowledge and ignorance. Vidya and Avidya. These two are Duram Viparite. Far different. Viparite. See, Viparita singular. Viparite dual. Vidyacha Avidyacha Duram Viparite. So these two courses in terms of ignorance and knowledge are far different, far divergent, far diverse. Divergent. Completely different. And he says, Vidya Abhipsinam Nachiketasam Manye. See, Manye means I consider. Manye means I consider. I think of Nachiketas. Aham Nachiketas. Aham is implied. Manye is the first person. Singular present tense verb. Therefore, aham is implied. Manye means I consider, I think of Nachiketasam manye. I think of Nachiketas, I consider Nachiketas to be or as Vidyabhipsinam. Vidya Abhipsi. See? Vidyam abhipsate iti vidyabhipsin. Nakarantaha pullingaha vidyabhipsin shabdaha. Vidyam abhipsate iti vidya abhipsin. Vidyabhipsin. Vidyabhipsin, Vidyabhipsi, nominative case form. Vidyabhipsinam, objective case form. Is it clear? Nakaranta pullinga shabda. Vidyabhipsinam, Abhipsi means one who aspires for knowledge. One who craves for knowledge is Abhipsin. Abhipsin, Abhipsi, Abhipsini. Nakarantaha pullingaha abhipsinna shabdaha. Yaha vidyam abhipsate saha vidyabhipsin. So vidyabhipsi, nominative case vidyabhipsi. So vidyabhipsinam aham manye. I understand Nachiketas. I understand you. I consider you to be an aspirer of knowledge. The one who is craving for knowledge, the seeker of knowledge. Vidyabhipsinam manye. So aham is understood. Aham, he Nachiketaha, tvam Nachiketasam, aham vidyabhipsinam manye. There are these two divergent codes are there, but you only crave for, you are the aspirer of, desirer of, seeker of knowledge, vidyabhipsina. Tvam kamaha bhavaha kamaha na alolupanta. Bahavaha kamaha. These diverse, multifarious, bahavaha kamaha. Multifarious objects of enjoyment. Bahavaha, many. Multifarious objects of enjoyment. Bahavaha kamaha. Na. Tvam na alolupanta. Tva is here, objective case. Did not disturb you. Many multifarious objects of enjoyment did not cause any agitation on your part. Did not attract you. Did not tempt you. Did not cause any vacillation in you. Na alolupanta. Did not tempt you, did not disturb you, did not cause any agitation on your part. Na alolupanta. Suppose, bring some chocolates, bring in front of children. Immediately they get distracted. They come and stand around you, They'll ask for the chocolate, or they will wait patiently, when are you going to give? You can see that it's called a law, okay? This is called some sort of disturbance for enjoying the things. But that disturbance don't happen the part of Nachiketas. Necklace, horses, all this wealth, chocolates, jnana.
Yeah.
That was his interest, okay? So, vidyabhipsiram aham tvam achiketasam vidyabhipsiram manye bhagavaha kamaha tvam na alolupanta. See, now Nachiketas knew about himself. Lord Yama is talking to Nachiketas about Nachiketas. Oh, Nachiketas, I'm really surprised that you are like this. He's telling all this. Is the literal meaning of this. Okay. Now, why this? Vidya and avidya is two different courses. Knowledge and ignorance. Okay. Divergent. Why they're far different? Okay. Dure, duram viparite means they're far, far different and divergent. Why? Because knowledge will liberate a person from bondage, will give completely different perspective of the self and the world. Whereas ignorance gives completely different perspective of the self and the world. And ignorance retains the person in samsara. That's why they divergent. Because ignorance retains a person samsara forever. And it makes a person have completely erroneous perception of the self and the world. Whereas knowledge gives a totally different perspective of the self and the world. In knowledge, the plurality will be negated as mithya. Duality will be negated as mithya. In ajnanam, plurality will be real. Satyam, duality will be real. So ajnanam, there will be only problems. In jnanam, there won't be any problem. You have to search for the problem. Therefore, they're two completely divergent courses. And you, as highly mature, you are, okay, physically you are very young, but intellectually you are very mature, not young. And you are aspirer of knowledge. You are craving for knowledge. And even all these objects of enjoyment when showed, offered to you, you did not get tempted at all. You did not like any of them. Na lolupanna, did not cause any slightest interest in you, disturbance in your mind. Na lolupanna. This is the mantra. Okay. Now, I'm going to stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.